Well, tonight, minority in parliament unleashed a blistering attack on electoral commission's leadership, accusing them of prioritizing their job security over national interest following a contentious decision to rerun elections in 19 polling stations in Ablekuma North constituency.
That the recent public comment by some senior politicians is what is compelling EC perhaps to secure their job, they want to succumb to the whims and caprices of certain extremists or certain hardliners. It is not fair.
Now we have details, and once the decision has sparked fury within the opposition MPP that is headed for court, its members in parliament are demanding that the EC bosses be hauled before the House to justify their decision.
Under the law, it is only a court of competent jurisdiction that can order a rerun of elections duly conducted by the Electoral Commission.
He expressed his disagreement in a civil way. Today, we have our colleague Akurugu in with us because EC used tally cards to complete the collation process.
Well, we have details coming up on Top Story shortly, brought to you by Telcel Connecting Energies. Well, tonight, the minority in parliament has blasted the Electoral Commission's leadership, accusing them of prioritizing their own job security over the very fabric of Ghana's democracy. The spark that ignited this firestorm, a contentious decision to rerun elections in 19 polling stations in Ablekuma North constituency, a move that has left the opposition MPP furious as it questions the commission's motives and accountability. Now, as tensions escalated, the minority caucus is now demanding the EC bosses to be hauled before parliament to explain the actions and justify their positions. Now, Deputy EC Chair Dr. Bosman Asare had earlier told parliament the commission was not considering a rerun of the elections, only needed police protection to complete the coalition. Listen.
The commission strongly believes that for the processes that have gone on so far, if we go back to the good people of this country that we are abolishing everything, it will not be good for our democracy. It will not be good for our democracy. Thank you. So let's allow the process to continue. Thank you.
But the commission earlier and later deviated from this particular position and decided to conduct a rerun in 19 polling stations in the constituency. This has obviously not gone down well with the minority, and they are demanding that the EC leadership is hauled before the House to come and answer questions. Now, making remarks on the floor, Minority Leader Alexander Fehoma can allege that it appears that the EC leadership have caved into threat of removal and are now prioritizing their jobs over the country's democracy.
The Deputy Chair, Dr. Bosman, sitting in for his boss, told us that all they need is security to enable them finish the 3 polling stations. I ask a question: what has changed? Mr. Speaker, we should be careful as a democracy, how we are managing this democracy. Mr. Speaker, today we have a member in this chamber from Domikwa Benya because when it was left with some few polling stations, EC relied on tally cards. Aden Michael Kwe Jr. Onudi Onyenipa, Onye Ganini. Michael Kwe Jr. protested, but he did not protest with violence. He did not carry his constituent to the EC Coalition Center. He expressed his disagreement in a civil way. Today, we have our colleague Akurugu in with us because EC used tally cards to complete the coalition process. And when it is clear that the EC was on course to complete this process, We are being told today that there's going to be rerun of some constituencies. It is unfair. It is unjust. Is it the case, and I don't want to believe that that is the case, that the recent public comment by some senior politicians is what is compelling EC perhaps to secure their job? They want to succumb to the whims and caprices of certain extremists or certain hardliners. It is not fair. Maybe today this thing is helping some other people. Tomorrow it may be their turn.
So that's the minority leader Alexander Afenyomaki in there. But our parliamentary affairs correspondent Kweku Asante has been monitoring development in the house, and he joins me in studio with some details. Kweku, so was there any response to the remark by the minority leader?
Well, yes, this diatribe from Alexander Afenyomaki was actually after the majority leader had presented a business statement for next week. And Mahama Yar'Adua actually also responded. He first read the entire press release of the Electoral Commission announcing that they are going to do the rerun in the affected 19 polling stations, and actually defended the decision of the Electoral Commission. He says, when the EC did come to Parliament, when the EC came to Parliament last 2 weeks, he told them that some of the results could not be verified by officers of the Electoral Commission and therefore could simply not be relied on to conclude an election. And therefore, the decision to go again and elect a new member of Parliament in those 19 polling stations is the right way to go.
The Electoral Commission is saying that their own presiding officers did not verify the 19 polling stations. And because their presiding officer did not verify the 19 polling stations, they don't think that those polling station results should be used. And that is why they are deciding to rerun those 19 polling stations. You made reference to the presentations made by the EC in this house. If you recall, after the EC's presentation, I drew their attention to the fact that the matter in contention was the issue of verification of the pink sheets, the scanned ones, and that their own presiding officers did not verify the pink sheets. And that day he was calling on this house to help them, to help security to collate the results. And I said that for this house to help you, this house has to verify that what you are telling us is true. And I know, because everything happened on television and the presiding officers did not verify those pink sheets. So if you want us to help you, we will conduct an inquiry in this house. And if we establish that your own presiding officers verified those pink sheets, then we will direct the police to come and provide you with the protection you need to collect the results. This is what has made them to go back, think over it, and now decide that they have to come clean on the fact that their own presiding officers did not verify the scanned pink sheets. And if the scanned pink sheets were not verified by their own presiding officers, on what basis should that be used? That is why they are calling for a rerun of those 19 polling stations. I don't know why you are afraid. Why are you afraid? Why are you afraid? Why are you afraid? So please, let us not try to politicize this and say that because recently the national chairman of one political party made a statement, the EC is intimidated. No, it's just fair and reasonable that if their own officer did not verify those pink sheets, that they should rerun those polling stations.
Well, the NPP has been responding, and we will be speaking to the national organizer of the party, Henry Nana Boachi, who has joined us. But before then, the party has denied claims by the EC that it agreed to the rerun at a meeting with the EC on July 1. The party general secretary, Justin Kodia, has been speaking at a news conference earlier.
No law gives the EC the authority to order a rerun of elections. It has a duty, and neither the Constitution nor the Representation of the People's Law, PNDC Law 284, nor the Public Elections Regulations, CI 127, gives the Electoral Commission that power to to conduct a rerun. Under the law, it is only a court of competent jurisdiction that can order a rerun of election duly.
Well, this is the top story brought to you always by Telcel Connect and Energy. It's now time for us to bring in Henry Nana Boachi, who is the national organizer of the New Patriotic Party. Henry, grateful to you for joining us here. Now, your party says you're heading to court. If you go to court today and the hearing is set beyond the date for the elections, what will you do? Will you boycott it?
No, I mean, first of all, we are going to put an application for an injunction. That is what we are going to do. We find this directive or this communique from Electoral Commission very disingenuous. And I'm going to read a letter which was signed by Mr. Samuotete, Deputy Chairman Operations, who signed on behalf of the chairperson. This was on the 11th June 2025, less than a month. And for purposes of our discussion, I will read just the first three paragraphs. We wish to inform you that the Commission is committed to complete the coalition of all the 281 polling stations resort in Ablekuma North constituency and to declare the duly elected Member of Parliament for the constituency as directed by the High Court on 4th January 2025. As you may recall, 37 polling station results were outstanding for the completion of the coalition process before the High Court directive on 4th January 2025. Out of the outstanding 37 polling station results, the Commission has collated 17, 13, and 4 polling station results on 5th, 6th, and 8th January 2025, respectively. A total of 34 polling station results have been collated since the High Court directive. Currently, 3 polling station results are outstanding for the completion of the coalition processes. So, as far as the New Patriotic Party is concerned, only 3 polling stations are outstanding. Mm. In fact, in this same letter, what the EC mentioned as being a hindrance was the police. So, paragraph 3, 4 says that the Commission has, on several occasions, made several efforts to complete the coalition process. Unfortunately, the police has not been able to provide the required security for the completion of the coalition process as directed by the court. There have been several engagements with the Commission and the police for the completion of the coalition process since the High Court directive. So that is what we are waiting for.
Well, but
and indeed, Dr. Bosman went to Parliament and he said that all these coalitions were done in the presence of their returning officers. So I'm surprised how they can just quickly, all of a sudden, make this U-turn. Why? Is it because Mr. Siadun Ketia, on your platform, said that he was going to make sure that the EC is booted out?
Well, they say
are they
that
doing this U-turn out of fear?
They've said
out
that
of intimidation?
They've said that the document that were used to do that particular verification were prints that came from the MPP. And that's why they feel that they have to rerun the 19 so that there will be peace.
It's false. Mm. All the documents they used, the NDC agents were there. Look, Dr. Bosman went to Parliament. The video is there. Today we played it. He himself said that all the coalitions they undertook happened right in the presence of NDC agents, MPP agents,
yes,
their returning officers. So they have already mentioned that. And this letter is the letter coming from the Electoral Commission, what I just read to you now, and this was just 11 June 2025. So what happened? Where they started U-turn? Why? Is it as a result of a certain fear of losing their jobs? No. They must stand for the truth. They must stand by their conviction. And in any case, just as the General Secretary said, on what authority are they going to organize this reward?
But if this is to help save the democracy we are in,
This is going to disrupt the process. Look,
how is it going to disrupt the process?
Already, you know how we struggled to maintain security, law, and order during this process. There are videos to show how people were threatening returning officers. In fact, even the EC, in one of their press statements, mentioned that some of their officers were under attack. So you are now going to conduct an election in 19 polling stations. I mean, then you have all the party operatives defending 19 polling stations. This is going to cause a major problem. There will be security breaches. There will be security threats. For me, in your own statement, you have done what is right. You have mentioned that you went by the High Court directive. You have collated 37 polling stations out of the outstanding. Now we only have 3 more. Why are they sending you then? Easy. We will not accept this. This is uncalled for. This is disingenuous. And they must be firm. What are they afraid of? Madam Jemenza, what are you afraid of? Dr. Bosman, what are you afraid of? Mr. Tete, I'm just holding your document in my hand, in which you yourself said that it's only 3 outstanding police stations, or that all that you need is security, is protection from the police. So why?
So, Henry, why are you saying, as you prepare to head to court, you will not campaign at all in the constituency, because the election is just barely some a week away from us?
As I speak, we are in court. We are seeking an injunction on this process, and you hear from us the next step.
So you are not campaigning?
As I speak, we are in court. You hear from us regarding the next step.
Well, stay with me. Let me bring in Mustafa Agbande, who is Deputy General Secretary of the NDC. Mustafa, I mean, we know that there is an order by the High Court for the EC to complete the coalition process. On what basis then, I mean, you are all parties to this whole process. Has the EC decided that I'm going to rerun when it has not gone to court to set aside that particular ruling?
Thank you very much, and good evening to my brother on the other side and our cherished listeners. First of all, the order of the court does not bar the Electoral Commission from enforcing the provisions of CI-127. Indeed, if you read the order carefully, and my brother is a lawyer, he should go back and read, you will see that the order directed the Electoral Commission to go back and complete the processes of coalition of the election. Now, within the contemplation of CI-127, if there is no basis, there is no evidence within which the Electoral Commission would declare results, should the Electoral Commission manufacture a new law and declare a candidate for the MPP? Certainly no. And so it has no place at all. And the decision of the Electoral Commission...
Banda, I'll let you move on. But on the same leg that you've taken,
yes,
the court says go and complete coalition.
Coalition.
The EC itself has said the only outstanding are 3 polling stations.
Mm-hmm.
How did it jump from 3 to 19?
I don't work at EC headquarters.
I get it. But you are a party to the process and you seem okay with it. Why are you not asking questions?
I am okay because the Electoral Commission has a duty to organize election, collate results, and declare SIM. In the midst of disruptions where all political parties, including the EC, cannot rely on substantive evidence within the context of CI-127 to announce results, the best thing is a rerun of SIM. And for us, a receipt does not invalidate the brilliance of a student. The MPP should not be afraid of going into any election. So we are only going there because we believe that the same number of voters are still alive. The same number of voters will be voting. The only difference is the inconvenience of going to queue and vote again. It gives much credence to transparency, to equality, or treating everybody fair, or fairness of the election, than for MPP to think that they are, excuse my language, criminally manufactured, electronically configured pink sheets which cannot be verified should be the basis upon which elections should be declared in their favor. It doesn't find place within
but
the law.
The same pink sheet you say criminally manufactured were accepted by your agent during the coalition at the EC's head office.
But didn't you see a returning officer say it is not his signature? Were you there when the agent was accepting?
Yes, our reporters were there. Our cameras were there. We saw them.
So didn't you see?
No. I'm saying that didn't. Aren't you also aware that the police stations were all accepted, but for three? Is that not factual?
Were you not there when the returning officer, the referees, electoral commission officers, declined validation of MPP's electronic pieces? In any case,
part of
which
three,
part of CI-127? Which part of CI-127 says that electronically transmitted pink sheets should be used for collation? Which part of CI-127? We are to use carbonated pink sheets. So if Electoral Commission, which is the referee, the MPP, which is a participant, and the NDC cannot all provide evidence, on which basis should a declaration be made?
But your agent were at the polling stations. They couldn't provide the evidence. Another party does so. Your agent agreed that, yes, these are the figures we got there. And today, the Electoral Commission has made a U-turn. You're saying that, well,
MPP
you couldn't have agreed
agent,
then.
MPP agents were at the polling station as well.
Yes.
Why didn't they provide physical carbonated pink sheets? They didn't have because of the disturbance that occurred. It occurred under their government, under their supervision, under their watch. Till today, they refused. They didn't even investigate the persons who disrupted that coalition exercise. Yet, they want us to believe that their pink sheets they have manufactured themselves should be the basis of declaration. I say that, look, the MPP is afraid because they are not capable of winning an election. Number two,
I get you, but let me bring you back to this. Why didn't you put up the same argument at the time your agent were agreeing to those polling stations that you claim were transmitted pink sheet and you couldn't have agreed to it? But earlier, you couldn't put up this argument.
The facts were not the same. The facts as of yesterday is that the MPP asked the Electoral Commission to declare results based on their pink sheets. Even subsequent to the court's order, they wanted the Electoral Commission to rely on their pink sheets, electronically manufactured pink sheets. Okay? They got their minority to walk from Parliament to police headquarters to invite the police service into an illegality that was declined. The NDC's position has always been that let us go back to a stakeholder meeting, which is IPAC. Let us all look into CI-127 to see if in the situation or in the event that we cannot have pink sheets on which basis to declare a resource, what would have been the remedy in CI-127?
Gbande, I mean, you've been in this political game for quite some time. Isn't it not strange that a few days ago, the Electoral Commission, the deputy chair, was in Parliament and said they were not considering a rerun. Rerun was out of the picture. Then after your party chairman gave a certain threat that all of them have to go, the same leadership beat a U-turn and say, okay, we are going to do a rerun. Aren't the people who say the leadership of the EC are kowtowing to this particular threat right when they add the fact together?
Number one, Parliament is not the place to seek redress when there is a difficulty in parliamentary election. So my brother refused to question why EC was sitting there in Parliament. So I cannot be answering matters that were discussed on the floor of Parliament because I'm not a parliamentarian. Number two, the MPP knows, and they know that what they are pushing for is not the law. So the NDC have always maintained one argument, that let us do what the law requires us to do. And that if whether EC gives a U-turn or front turn, it also validates
So what your party chairman said did not have any influence?
No. I think that after the Ablekhovanov election, we'll be back to that conversation of looking for a competent, electoral commission set up that will save all of us from this trouble of running around to find a small solution to one constituency's election. I have heard the minority leader lying through his teeth that party cast was used in Dobby Kwaminya. It wasn't true.
Okay.
They applied the rule of statistics to elections.
Let me bring in Harry Nenabwache. Harry, so, you've listened to Bandek. Bandek says this is not, the EC leadership could turn into any pressure from the natural chairman of the NDC. Your response? Do we still have Harry on the line? Harry, okay. Let me come back to you, Mustapha Gbande there. Mustapha, you are still bent on getting this leadership out. But in terms of this particular decision, the MPP says it is going to court. If they are able to injunct this election, what will you do?
We will be on the field. Believe that the NDC should first of all be ready for any election.
Okay.
We are going back to the ground with one accord, believing that our candidate is competent. Look, Nanabi doesn't even have confidence in his own candidate. Because when we review the records of their candidate, they will bow their heads in shame. So, and we will do that on the ground and show to the people of Ablekhovanov. We have groomed our candidate. We've trained her. She demonstrated that in the campaign in the last December election. We believe that Ablekhovanov was one of the MPP had earmarked to snatch from us through fraudulent ways. So we are just back to validate the claim that the people of Ablekhovanov are determined to make Honorable Erabna Obin a member.
Okay.
I have heard their candidate on your sister station saying that if Arabina Obin wants to be an MP, she should go to her hometown.
Okay.
Bande,
let me ask you this question. Tomorrow, if the same scenario should play up against you, the NDC, will you have the same conviction?
No, this decision is not against the MPP. So if you say to be against the NDC, I don't understand.
No, the MPP says the only three polling stations that had to, that there were issues with. The EC says I'm going to do 19.
But if
I'm
you were leading a political party,
be it as it may, if it happens to you in the future, will you have the same conviction?
If you have a political party that is not capable of going into an election, is not ready, is not organized, what would be your excuse?
Bande, I'm grateful to you. He is Deputy General Secretary of the NDC. But we've been speaking to people in Ablekhovanov about this particular, process and decision by the Electoral Commission. Listen.
Eye say ye beto di asomdwe e beba na mo me sere se ye beto foforo no mo mo maga na sika nhwe ye nhwem obi a se ye me party na ewi ni we omunya adaje enfi omani enhwe mu ye na de oyewi na no ye de ama no ye san ko round 2 bi.
So what she is saying is that she's excited that the EC has called for a rerun because according to her it's the best considering the fact that for the first round where we had it 6 months ago in December 2024 one of the polling centers which was a school got bent as a result of the misunderstanding with the electoral vote. So according to her, this time there shouldn't be a waste of money. There should be vigilance.
Tour 19 polling station. They say I don't know you know your purpose. We call Aquafoto. Because they say no, you need MP. They just say we need MP now, so just be a man and say you two abandon the Kwambias and say tour.
So Mr. Gideon is saying that not having a representation in parliament is not really serving them any good. And so he is very poised and ready to vote.
Yes, they say. Then I cast a yen to no. I come in quanka yet to ye. Then I be as soon you be banning. Yes, I'm to be.
So Auntie is saying that all she wants is peace. She doesn't mind who wins this rerun.
All right, so those were voices from Ablekuma North, and that's how we wrap up today's edition of Top Story, brought to you always by Telecel Connecting Energies. My name is Samuel Kojo Brace. Now, on Join News today, we're having a national dialogue on coordinating climate action in Ghana, a policy to action call, and we're speaking to several people who really are at the forefront of the issues on climate change. Professor Kwajo also is director of Center for Climate Change and Sustainability Studies at the University of Ghana. Mary Jane Encho is with is Deputy CEO, Hatov Foundation. Elham Mumuni, Gender and Cross and CSO's advisor, Co-Water Sigra Project. Cedric Jilo will also be there, and a host of other panelists who will be on set. We'll bring that to you here on Joy 99.7 FM. So to those of you listening, grateful that you could join us on Top Story, but stay on for this wonderful dialogue. My name is Samuel Brace.